This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. China's foreign minister has warned of a clash with the United States unless Washington stops its attempts to contain Beijing. Quote, if the U.S. doesn't hit the brakes and continues to barrel down the wrong track, no amount of guardrails can prevent the carnage and derailing and crashing, and there will be surely a conflict and confrontation. End quote. The foreign minister's remarks were made at a press conference during the annual Chinese legislature. The feds will be on Capitol Hill today.
The man who has been tasked with bringing down inflation is going to be in the hot seat today. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is going to face questions on Capitol Hill about whether the continued rise in interest rates is working to bring inflation down. Recent data shows a mixed bag of results, and with more hikes, it's going to be costlier for us to buy a home, a car, and most credit card balances will increase. I'm Skip Kelly.
As the Supreme Court decides on its constitutionality, Americans with student loans who had expected sizable chunks of their student debt to be wiped out under President Biden's student debt relief plan are now recalculating. Borrowers who were eligible for relief through Biden's plan won't know for at least a few more months whether as much as $20,000 in their student debt will be put onto the American taxpayers or still owed. Four U.S. citizens were kidnapped in a brazen attack carried out by multiple gunmen in the northern Mexico border city of Matamoros. The FBI confirmed yesterday a Mexican citizen was killed in the incident. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Fox News says Mexico's government has lost control of the country to the cartels.
They can use violence and oceans of cash to corrupt the government. The government has no will, and it doesn't have the ability to deal with the cartels.
The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A second person has died after a stampede at a concert in Rochester, New York over the weekend.
Police say the latest victim was one of two women in critical condition at a local hospital. Another woman was the first reported death. At least eight other people were injured in what's being called a large crowd pushing. Authorities initially responded to a report of shots fired at the concert venue, but they found no evidence of a shooting. Memphis-born rapper Glorilla was the show's headliner. I'm Ryan Daniels.
California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted from his personal account yesterday claiming Californians will not be doing business with Walgreens or any company that cowers to extremists and puts women's lives at risk. We're done. End quote. The tweet came days after Walgreens decided to stop distributing the abortion pill to 20 states where abortions were outlawed for the most part. Junk fees that make flying more expensive for families might be going by the wayside.
The Department of Transportation is making it easier for families to figure out which airlines don't charge fees to let a parent sit with a child under the age of 13.
The dashboard makes it easier for parents to avoid these junk fees, and we're not stopping there. DOT is working towards making this a requirement across the board.
White House Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre says the dashboard will show parents which airlines have fees free flying for families. So far, American, Alaska, and Frontier Airlines have stepped up. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm doing terrific. Boy, we got lots to deal with. Congress is now, they're sending a message to President Joe Biden, time to release all the documents regarding COVID. We want to get down to the bottom of this, and thank God that we have a Congress that is putting pressure on this administration to get the whole truth and nothing but, if that would even be possible.
Yeah, and there were even Democrats that joined the Republicans in this effort. So that's what actual bipartisanship looks like when it comes to doing what's right by the American people and not what's right simply by the party. And whether or not you're a Democrat or Republican, the amount of information that has been released lately, specifically some of the statements made by the Biden administration through the DOE, the Department of Energy, where, you know, there's a strong possibility that it could be a lab leak from Wuhan. Well, yeah, that's what all the conspiracy theorists who were censored, maligned, and basically told to shut up and play nice, that's what we have been saying since day one. That's what President Trump was saying, and he was called a racist.
Exactly.
Simply implying that it was a Chinese virus. And so, you know, when you have the administration and even Christopher Wray of the FBI doubled down and agreed with the Department of Energy, you know, the cat is out of the bag.
Exactly.
What we are realizing now is this was a huge human social experiment, and just how much control not only, Democratic mayors and Democratic governors, and even Republicans could wield over their own constituents and get them to comply to a government's demands and then completely reject science. They kept telling us to follow the science.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I've been following the science for 51 years. And everyone, and what I've been told through my whole entire life is that natural immunity is much stronger than any injection you could receive. And yet we were told that natural immunity was basically a myth.
Yeah, it was only going to last for maybe, he said, Dr. Fauci, he said, only for a couple of months. Well, I got to tell you, Megan, I'm a case in point here. Just as a project, I've stayed on top of it ever since I got COVID. I was exposed to it, had it, and I've been monitoring my natural immunity. I've not taken the jab, and it is robust as ever. In fact, I just got another report here last week, and the doctor says your immune system against COVID is as strong as ever. And now, what was it? We got another report here just the other day that said that natural immunity can last up to 3 years. There's a big difference here from what Dr. Fauci, who supposedly was in charge of all this, and of course, this is the same Dr. Fauci that messed up AIDS, if you recall. And if you go back in his history, you know, when did he ever have success? When did anything that he was in charge of come out on the other side where you could say, boy, I'm sure glad Dr. Fauci was there heading the project?
Exactly. And thank you for mentioning the AIDS epidemic. He has been on the wrong side of science since he took a government paid job. And, you know, this government paid job, he is the highest paid bureaucrat in the administration and in the prior administration. He's going to retire at close to $500,000 a year for basically being wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Ron Paul, you know, when he was basically cross-examining Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci repeatedly lied while he was under oath. Now, until there is accountability and until there is enforcement of our laws, then people like Dr. Fauci will basically get away with murder because that's exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to have to be, once these documents are released, and I don't assume that Biden is going to veto any types of attempts to do this because that would just optically be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is going to have to be some accountability in order to straighten out some of what we've been witnessing going on with the deep state in our country, whether it's the Department of the Bureau of Investigations, the FBI, whether it's the Department of Health and Human Services or NIH. You know, the list is long and wide and vast.
Exactly.
So people that are either elected or appointed start being held to account for their deadly mistakes and their outright attack on our basic fundamental freedoms and principles that are enshrined to us under our Constitution, then we'll continue to go down this path of absolute tyranny.
Exactly. Well, and it's interesting how slow they are moving. As Democrats would do and politicians would do, is they're hoping for time. They need time to, you know, cover up the cover-up and cover it up again, which is quite ironic, because let's compare what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop. When news came out, they were within, I think within days, they were able to bring together, 51 top bureaucrats, analysts, national security types to claim that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian misinformation. They did that in days. But here, in this particular case, which they've been dealing with for over 3 years, Joe Biden says, well, it's still too early. We still haven't gotten everybody together and get all the agencies together to agree that, in fact, that it was a leak from Wuhan as opposed to the wet market. And, oh, yeah, let's not even take into consideration an expert from China, a China virologist, who said last week, Megan, that, in fact, it was a lab leak, number one. Number two, it was done on purpose.
Of course. I mean, look, I said it was a bioweapon from basically day one.
Mm-hmm.
Because China, of course, is not our friend. How else could you bring a country to its knees than causing irrational fear, isolation, and the destruction of the world economy? Well, they did so through a virus, which, oh, by the way, was funded by Dr. Fauci.
Right.
You know, why do we even have function research? Why was that reinstituted? That was at one time banned. What, you encourage a mad scientist like Dr. Fauci to conduct these experiments in order to what? Create superbugs. Super viruses.
It's biological warfare. And to get around it, you say gain of function. And now you got President Biden touting, you know, the benefits of gain of function, right? I mean, you know, this is such an exposure on all things that are Biden, the Democratic Party, and this diabolical, you know, self-interest move by Dr. Fauci and the NIH.
Right, and actually the treatment of COVID was much more deadly than COVID. Now, we are not going to dismiss, of course, that those, I had it, and I had the very first strain of it. It was even before it was being talked about, because this virus was actually, before they announced it, it had been traveling throughout our entire country for months.
Yes.
You know, I was in New Rochelle, where the first case of the virus was found. And when I got back from New Rochelle, I was probably the sickest I've ever been, to the point where I nearly called an ambulance on myself. I couldn't call my parents. I knew I couldn't call anybody else because I was so sick. So I nearly called an ambulance on myself. I've never gotten to that point in my life. And I'm a very healthy individual normally, you know, treat my body well, et cetera.
Right.
But I thought after I got through it I said, if I was an older person or if I was a person in ill health, you know, perhaps obese or diabetes, et cetera, I said, I don't know that I would hate it.
Exactly. Got to go to break. Stay with us. More from Megan Barth after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Many places in the world are immersed in darkness, but we at the Tide Ministry are dedicated to shining the light of Christ. The global pervasiveness of sin stands against the spread of the gospel. And for Christians trapped in heavily persecuted areas, the isolation and oppression can be devastating. Unfortunately, many governing entities make it nearly impossible to preach the good news in their region. This discrimination and divisiveness is fueled by the enemy, who's determined to stop the spread of Christianity. While challenging, these issues do not dissuade us from our mission. We've been proclaiming the good news through radio broadcasts for over 75 years and intend to continue doing so until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted people whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You wouldn't want the Bill Martinez Show to go away. As an independent talk show, the Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling, and advertisers who have traditionally supported Bill Martinez have been compelled not to advertise. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this coming year? Your return on investment is a unique in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most from a Christian perspective. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
Implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
What's your best one-time tax-deductible gift to have Bill keep fighting the good fight with you? $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? How about a tax-deductible gift of $100 every month over the next year? Your gift matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
Just a way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Well, the truth is coming out painfully slow, and when you consider the millions of people around the world that died because of what the WHO as a, you know, really, I mean, you think about all these parties. You had the WHO at the top, and you said, who is the WHO? I remember you saying that repeatedly. We got Dr. Fauci, the NIH, this cabal that, along with the Communist Chinese, that wreaked this kind of devastation, you know, on the world. I mean, trillions of dollars of cost and humanity because of gain of function and because of something purposeful that was in the highest interest of the Communist Chinese.
Right, which, and communists run the WHO. And thank you for reminding me that I kept saying who is the WHO.
Mm-hmm.
And why are we taking orders from an international organization headed by a communist? You know, and yet Biden treats them as others of his ilk treat them like they are the, you know, basically the end all be all ultimate, source and resource on all that's happening in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to be led by a foreign communist. You know, didn't we
exactly.
Fight wars over this exactly to avoid this type mm-hmm. of issue?
Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, meanwhile, you know, to this point that you're just making, is that Biden in the back in the shadows is signing an agreement to hold America, you know, in agreement with 192 other countries, I believe. I think that's the number. We're signing this pact that is legally binding, according to Michelle Bachmann, that will subordinate all future pandemic medical advisements, mandates, they will be controlled by the WHO. And that's just the beginning, because it won't be just a health pandemic. Anything that they decide is a pandemic, climate, gas stoves, whatever, you got to go to the WHO. And the WHO will tell you what to do with all these problems. Scary stuff.
It is frightening. It is absolutely frightening. And like I said, we fought wars prior to avoid this type of tyranny. And the Biden administration, and it's really not the Biden administration, I think it's the third term of the Obama administration,
mm-hmm.
because that's what he wanted, is happily going along with it, because
right.
our sovereignty is second to their power.
Exactly.
And
we well,
see that.
Yeah, and as you say, you say that it's more than, the Biden administration. You could say it's Barack Obama's third term, but also what it is, it's the reinforcement of this permanent, bureaucratic class that has taken control of our government, and they've had control for decades. I mean, this is how they can assassinate a president, assassinate influencers within the culture with impunity, do what they've been able to do in wreaking all kinds of chaos and havoc and taking over elections and on and on. The deep state is deeper than we realize, Megan Barth.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that Trump, I think, realized. However, I don't think he realized it while he was campaigning. He kept talking about, draining the swamp and draining the swamp. I don't think he realized how deep and vast it was until he really got in it and then was defeated. We'll see if the second time around, should he win another election, should any Republican win another presidential election, especially when we see what's going on in Arizona. We'll see if he really does the right thing this time and maybe go back to his apprentice days and fire people.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton didn't have any trouble firing all the U.S. attorneys, right, in order to insulate
right.
himself from any sort of So it can be done,
yes.
But it is metastasized over decades, as you mentioned, and it's so deep and so vast that it's literally going to take either a massive defunding effort to eliminate some of these departments, like the Department of Education, for example, either defunding these departments or basically just, starting over.
Right.
Because
I don't see
how you could incrementally fix what's happened over decades.
No, you're talking a wholesale cleanup. Yeah, a wholesale cleanup in order to rid this country of the rank corruption that is operating in every one of the institutions, full stop. I do want to address this serious issue, and that is China. China is preparing for war when you consider all that they're doing. I mean, they've made it real clear that they want to be the superpower of the world. They want to take over. They have an infrastructure that is in place that they are operating with. And meanwhile, thank God for the American people voting in Republicans to the House of Representatives, because they're starting to seriously address the threats that are coming from communist China. I don't know if you heard the Secretary of the Army, Christine Wormuth. She made a shocking statement this week that has gotten much attention, and it needs much attention. And she was speaking at the American Enterprise Institute. I quote, it says, "If we got into a major war with China, the United States homeland would be at risk, as well as with both kinetic attacks and non-kinetic attacks, whether it's cyber attacks on the power grid or on pipelines. They're going to go after the will of the United States public. They're going to try to erode support for a conflict," close quote. It's quite the warning.
That's a warning that we should all heed. For far too long, and even going back to Clinton, we have bowed to China. We gave them the opportunity to basically trade and get into business. And what happened then? They took all of our business. They took all of our manufacturing. We've empowered them through commerce.
Right.
We've created a superpower because of our own stupid policies, which allowed us to strip middle America and across America of our manufacturing strength.
Exactly.
Remember Made in America? Yeah, nothing is made in America anymore. I don't care where I order it from or where I shop. Nothing. Strawberries. I mean, China. There's really, nothing that I can find that says Made in the USA that I could literally fill my house with. Right? So, our cars, you name it, whatever it is, China is the manufacturing capital of the world, which provides them with the financial power to build their military operation.
Exactly.
And so when 98% of our antibiotics are manufactured in China, what are we doing?
Exactly.
So the next virus or the next pandemic that comes around, we again are going to rely on communist China to make us better?
Or if we go to war, if we go to war and we have no penicillin?
Right. Exactly. So, it's going to take a very strong leader who's not in office right now, whether that's Trump or somebody else, to literally break down the regulatory state here. And that's another kind of cog of not the corruption necessarily, but of the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
They need to break down that regulatory state in order to bring back manufacturing here. So the pharmaceutical companies of the world, who aren't my favorite, quite frankly, but many people need the medication, and when we do, we need it, to start manufacturing again near their plants on the East Coast, right? Whatever industry it is, upstate New York, for example, was a powerhouse in textile manufacturing and other manufacturing. When I used to go up to upstate New York, it was a ghost town.
Right.
And what does that create? Poverty. It stripped us of our trade business, our trade.
Exactly. Yeah. Amazing.
So that's really another cog in the platform that needs to be addressed, is to address the regulatory state.
45 seconds left, Megan. This has all been self-inflicted by elected officials, the permanent bureaucratic class that is operating in the shadows, and they are the lever pullers on the American people. Forget about the Constitution of the United States as we know it.
Absolutely, and we have to hope and pray very hard that our next president leads us out of this dependency and restores our sovereignty.
Exactly. Founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. You've been listening to Megan Barth. Megan, thank you. Appreciate it.
Not everyone is a morning person, and that's okay. At Burger King, we let you be you and have your morning your way. With a variety of menu items made just for you, satisfy any craving on any morning. Feeling savory today? How about a croissant sandwich? Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Perfect with hot or iced coffee. Is bacon more your thing? We do that, too. Try a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Try it with an ice-cold Coke. Or maybe you're craving something sweet. Then French toast sticks are sure to satisfy. Golden brown, piping hot, and perfect for dipping in a side of sweet syrup. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice. Why not? It's your morning. Complete your breakfast combo meal with hash browns and a beverage of your choice. Have your breakfast your way. Because morning person or not, you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants, sponsored by Coca-Cola.
USA News Update. China's foreign minister has warned of a clash with the United States unless Washington stops its attempts to contain Beijing. Quote, if the U.S. doesn't hit the brakes and continues to barrel down the wrong track, no amount of guardrails can prevent the carnage and derailing and crashing, and there will be surely a conflict and confrontation. End quote. The foreign minister's remarks were made at a press conference during the annual Chinese legislature. The feds will be on Capitol Hill today.
The man who has been tasked with bringing down inflation is going to be in the hot seat today. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is going to face questions on Capitol Hill about whether the continued rise in interest rates is working to bring inflation down. Recent data shows a mixed bag of results, and with more hikes, it's going to be costlier for us to buy a home, a car, and most credit card balances will increase. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You'll be my bodyguard. I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out.
That's what we call him. We call him Al. And, well, he's doing all the hard work, so the least we can do is be his bodyguard and watch his six. Al Parada joins us now. Of course, he is the managing editor of Stream.org. Hey, Al, how are you?
Oh, now that I know Harry and Meghan have been invited to the coronation, I'm, like, so relieved. I'm so much stressed is off. I'm feeling great.
All is well. Well, and you realize that everything that you thought about what happened on January the 6th is we got the first tranche of what was released and presented, you know, by Tucker Carlson and his producers. That settles my spirit as well, because you knew all along that this was all a narrative. It was all propaganda, and they are scrambling. Al, they don't know what to, they can't handle the truth. And, you know, for all that, you know, whether it's Kissinger or, you know, Liz Cheney, the committee chair himself, I mean, how embarrassing, Al, what they did to us. Not only embarrassing on one hand, but that's probably it. They have no sense of shame, so they're not really embarrassed. That they're going to stick to their story no matter what, I guess.
Yeah, somewhere Harry Reid is smirking.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, you know, that's one of the horrors of it is that they used it as an excuse to launch this massive, massive, tyrannical suppression of opposition, the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Third world stuff they used this and to see, like, last night, footage that flips You know, actually, yeah, we knew it. Just some little bits and pieces here and there. We kind of get it, but to have it laid out so specifically is just, you know, it's great. It's a great thing, which is why they're panicking.
Right. Well, because you got to go back to what Blumenthal said. Remember Blumenthal? He infamously said, you know, falso in uno, falso in omnibus. You know, if it's false in one thing, it's everything is false. I mean, of all people, him, right, making that statement. But that statement haunts the Democratic Party because now, because, see, people understand, Al, that this has tentacles. Though we're looking at now 44, we're seeing more video footage, and they've had just about as much free access to it, 44,000 hours as opposed to 14,000 hours that we've been told all along. So they've gone through it. They've spent 3 weeks, culling through it. And Leader McCarthy made some software available to them to where they could map out this information and be able to, you know, present it to us. And here we are. We're seeing it and going, but you see what happens? It has tentacles back to November, doesn't it? Because you're going, why would they do this if not that November was a fix?
Yeah. Again, that was, I wrote about it last night. I wrote about Tucker's, the tapes last night. I've been at stream.org. Not to be shamelessly plugging myself, but I'll shamelessly plug myself.
Yes, absolutely.
That's one of the things. Mm-hmm. Who benefited? That's the big thing. What happened that day? That was the real big thing. The debate over the question of election irregularities in the swing states, that debate got canceled for all practical purposes.
Right.
We were going to see hours and hours of testimony and debate of the facts about the election. But the riot.
You know, Al, you got to hand it Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, because they had the chessboard all lined up. This was a total setup, you know, even to the point that Merrick Garland, he refuses, and even Christopher Wray refuses to answer any questions about how many Fed operatives were there on the grounds at the time. And even one congressman had noted, a congressman I believe is from New York, and said, you know, they saw them on the perimeter, you know, trying to be, you know, indiscreet, but not so. And, you know, they were kind of spurring the crowd on. But here there are these nondescript feds. And we don't know who they are, and they're insisting, hey, look at, give us the list. Who all was on the grounds at the time? But again, you know, that's a bunch of minutiae that gets us lost in the real purpose of why this was set up. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, because this is Nancy, and even, I mean, Mitch McConnell's involved in this as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking all these, these deep staters, these associates of the deep state that we think, oh, because they're, you know, they have a D or an R preceding their name, that somehow that keeps them out of it. But what we're realizing is the deep state is so pervasive and so ensconced, Al, that you can't separate them.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's, it's important to note the testimony of the FBI whistleblower, George Still, I believe is his name, came out of the Boston Bureau. He says that, they were tasked with trying to investigate some of the people for J6. So the Boston Bureau asked a logical question, or obvious question, hey, can we see the footage that involves these people?
Mm-hmm.
A pretty simple request to the Washington Bureau. Not that, right?
Right.
They were told no. The FBI Bureau in Boston was told no. Why? Because there were people on the tapes that would be seen on the tapes that the FBI Washington did not want to identify.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, then what were they doing that would make it interesting? If they're just in they're there, that's not a big deal. They must have been doing things that would make them noticeable.
Right.
They must have been taking active part. So the FBI is even denying its own people. people access to the footage. So this is this is a big deal. This is a huge deal and a huge snow job. And we knew this, and maybe the big tech folks started censoring video that was from people who were posting from the rally from DC.
Right. Exactly.
That was my first clue. Wait a minute, we're shutting down normal people who might be taking selfies out in front of Aaron Spacey. They had to sell the story. They had to pitch the story. Had to be turned away, and they stuck it 2 years. And as Tucker was exposing, they knew they were lying.
Right.
We're talking about Officer Seven Picnic. They had the video. They had seen the video. They know that the J6 committee saw the video of Officer Picnic after he was supposedly beaten to death and killed and murdered by the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, vigorously inside the Capitol. Walking around and doing what one does, looking at all the world like he's fine. Tragically, he passed away the next day. That's a tragedy.
Right.
That's a thing.
Yeah, he's walking around. He's directing the crowd like he's an usher. I mean, he's picking up some stuff, some placards that are lying around. You know, he's picking those up, getting them out of the way to where people can have clear passage, that sort of thing. It looked pretty healthy, but the Democrats. And sadly, the Republicans associated with the deep state are all going along with this lie. I mean, they talk about the big lie, Trump's big lie, conservatives' big lie. Well, wait a minute. Any big lie, the big lie really is, starts just prior to November and carries all the way through and continues to this day.
Yep. Yep, and that's why were they rioting? Why did some people get violent on January 6th? Well, could it have been because the police weren't helping a woman who collapsed and was getting beaten out of her by a DC cop? And they tried to give this woman help and the police.
But they don't want to talk about her. They don't want to talk about her dying.
Yeah, her name wasn't even mentioned by the J6 committee.
Yeah. Or the two other guys that died of a heart attack because of the way the crowd was being dispersed in a way that, had nothing to do with proper protocol in dispersing, riotous situations, right?
Yeah.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Al. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Al Parada continues with us, the managing editor of Stream.org. You know, again, what's so striking for me, Al, and we were just talking about it off air, is the planning that went into place. I mean, seemingly like days, but I think you're right. You know, Al was saying that back in the summer, when Trump had first mentioned that he was going to be elected president, the only way he would lose is if the fix was in so many words. And that put the Democratic apparatchik into operation. And they had to figure, okay, if we needed to do something, what's our counter to Trump not getting elected? And the thing was, you had to know the fix was in, because if you remember, Nancy Pelosi, before the election, it was the end of October, she looked straight in the camera and said, there is no way that Trump's going to get elected, that Joe Biden will, in fact, be the next president of the United States. Now, what did she know that we didn't know, that we didn't see? All we saw was Joe Biden was constantly putting the lid. He wasn't going out campaigning. When he campaigned, he'd be lucky to get 12 people in a circle, all in the name of COVID and trying to protect people. And by comparison, you got Donald Trump with thousands of people at his rallies, people being turned away. And somehow, out of all those optics, we're to believe that Joe Biden got 10 million more votes than Donald Trump. And Donald Trump got 10 million more votes than he did in 2016. But the other thing, too, is that where are the strings? Where are the attachments to Joe Biden's election? Why wasn't there this incredible blue wave that took place in 2020? I mean, they should have ran away with it and should have had such an incredible mandate and should have controlled. I mean, they ended up controlling everything, but barely in the House. Mm-hmm. And then it was a 50-50 split in the Senate.
Yeah. All the toss-ups went Republicans' way in 2020. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, except for Georgia, because the weenie Republicans, you know, folded up their tent and didn't, you know, go and fight the last, last quarter. That's like telling, Tom Brady decided he didn't want to participate in the fourth quarter, so he just stayed in the locker room and got in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Talking about Pelosi, you kind of do expect people say, our guy's going to win. I mean, that's natural. But what got me was when the guy was now the governor of Pennsylvania, but was the attorney general at the time, guaranteed Biden would win Pennsylvania, no matter what it looks like. No matter what it looks like on election night, Biden is going to win Pennsylvania. That's the guy in charge of the election.
Right.
Or in charge of investigating anything that goes wrong with the election. He's guaranteeing it. What's he doing guaranteeing it? You know, that was one that caught my eye. He was like, you know, no matter what happens, Biden is going to win here. Okay. What do you know that I don't know?
Yeah. And that's the deal. That's the question. What did they know that we don't know? And what did they manufacture? And clearly, when you look at what they did with, you know, the J6 investigation, this is a clear manifestation of how these guys work, right?
Yeah. Just win, baby. Don't matter. But it's legal, ethical, moral. You know, and you know, whatever it takes to do. And like you said, I mean, thankfully, I'm starting to get the videotapes. Thankfully, the truth is starting to get out there. And the fact that the credibility of these folks has been destroyed so much over the past 2 years, because lousy job they're doing, people are more willing to listen.
Exactly.
That's a good thing.
Well, you got 80% of the country. I mean, you talk about bipartisanship. 80% of the country says, we want to see all the footage. Show us the footage. Let it go beyond Tucker, which is what I think you and I said early on. Okay. Anyway, and that's inevitable, that it will open up. Everybody will have access to this stuff, you know, and they're going to look to, you know, people like Tucker, some conservative viewpoints, because the liberals, the progressives, the Democrats have had their way with the footage. They manufactured this deal. They turned it into a documentary. I mean, they used a producer from Good Morning America to put this all together.
A mockumentary. When you're adding sound effects to make things sound more ominous, when you're selectively editing, you know, that's not true. If this was such the worst thing to happen since the Civil War, the biggest threat to democracy, you don't need to make up anything. You don't selectively edit. You don't have to slander people. You just lay out the truth. Lay it all out there, and you have to know. The fact that they created this fiction around the day doesn't minimize the bad things, some of the bad things that happened, you know, but it's fiction about it. This insurrection. There was more organized violence the other day down at the training center that's being built in Atlanta, top
right.
city, than it was on J6.
Exactly.
Well, organized terrorism.
Mm-hmm. You see, and the thing is, I'm so ticked at Nancy Pelosi and all those that participated, Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, go on down the line, the millions of dollars that they cost us, taxpayer funds, you know, an impeachment. Again, let's go and impeach Donald Trump one more time and get Bupkis, because there wasn't anything that they could do. This was totally an emotional response on their part. It was totally political. And we, the people, you know, we got the privilege of paying for this stupid stuff, right? I mean, they should pay a price for this. I mean, beyond politics. I'm sorry. You know, this what they did, because if we're really going to put up the guardrails in such a way, Al, that this doesn't happen again, people have to pay a price. There has to be consequences for this kind of behavior. This is immoral. It is unconstitutional. I mean, it's criminal. It's flat-out criminal what they did.
There are people rotting in jail right now.
Yes.
Without trial. For being tourists in the Capitol.
Yes.
You know, and one reason we're dealing with what we're dealing with now is because they got away with it. What happened in 2016. Mm-hmm. They got away with the Trump-Russia hoax. People, you know, Comey's not in jail. Brennan's not in jail. Strzok is not in jail. You know, these people should have been in jail for what they did.
Exactly.
Not getting lucrative, you know. I mean, having to hang out with people at CNN, I'm sure, is punishment in one way, you know. But
they're still getting their pensions, you know.
Yeah, they gave people came in, they gave Andrew McKay back his pension.
Yes.
The guy who lied to the FBI investigating, you know, Trump-Russia collusion, a leak. In the 2016, he lied about a leak. He lied to the FBI agents. He set up, he buried information. He buried information about Hillary's laptop for a month before the election. try to get through the election without people knowing that her stuff was found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. He buried it. He's a criminal. Mm-hmm. That guy got fired.
It's amazing, all, like you say, Al, the bucket of gum that the American people are caught in right now, brought to you by the Biden family, you know, Hunter's laptop, what happened in the election, you know, January 6th. I mean, it is endless. And we've got really what I believe is truly an illegitimate president. I've never said this before, but I believe that he's totally illegitimate. And he's in office, and he's killing this country. Yep. He is doing everything he can to destroy any kind of constitutional remnant of this Democratic Republic. Single-handedly, I say single-handedly, he's the titular head of this cabal that is being run by this permanent bureaucratic class in D.C. that's running this country right into the ground. And we, the people, need to take a stand, because I don't know how much more, you know, of course, Tucker's probably going to spend the rest of the week showing all this video. I mean, this is absolutely just mind-blowing what we're seeing here.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to have to be an uprising, a peaceful protest in the swarming of the polls for 2024. The people elected who want to do something about the truth, and because we need that purge, we need to have this purged of us before the 2026, before the 250th anniversary. For sure, we have a chance to do that,
right?
For our 250th birthday, start fresh, but this is right. To purge it. People talk about you can't do 2024 unless you deal with the pus of 2020.
Yeah, but, is it possible? Is it possible to have people observing these polling sites in such a way to where we could have an increased confidence of a free and fair election?
Yeah.
I mean, because you can't, you know, it's almost like we're, you know, the gene pool they're having to work with right now is so compromised. I mean, who do you get to, you know, to monitor these polling stations?
Yeah. Who watches the watchers? I mean, they tried in Arizona. And that didn't quite work.
Right.
No, you got to do it. You got to try. You got to have eyes on these things. You got to act quick. You got to, you know, people start getting, when Zucker starts giving money to different places through whatever fund group he's going to use this time, make sure you jump on those municipalities for lawsuits to make sure they're not taking any money. And the poll workers aren't, you know, totally recruited from, you know, left-wing radical groups. And just be on them.
Yeah,
be honest,
exactly.
And then just as close to a fair election as we can. That's all anybody really wants. You win some, you lose some. But they got to be fair.
Exactly. Well, Al, Donald Trump made his presence at CPAC. Far and away, nobody close. I mean, Nikki Haley, you know, less than 3% on a straw poll at CPAC. I don't think she can really contend, do you?
Yeah.
16 seconds left.
Go ahead. I think she could make a mess of DeSantis on it.
Yeah. Right.
I think she could take him, or at least knock him, you know, battle him away.
Right.
And so if he's in it, he gets in it, he's going to have to deal with her first, I think.
Al Parada, as always, managing editor of Stream.org. Thank you, Al. Take care.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.